For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Yes, it's time for Punch Drunk Sports. Welcome, guys, to another fun episode of your favorite sports podcast, guys. We got a full studio, and we got a Jew somewhere out there waiting to get on Skype. Joining us for, what's this, 3 weeks in a row or 2 weeks in a row? The Fight Nanny, everybody.
Summer's over. I'm here for good.
Oh, here for good. Is that a blessing or a warning? We'll soon find out. And join us in studio is one of our favorite people on the planet. To know him is to love him. Our good friend, Steve Razzisi.
Thank you. Thank
Steve,
you for having me
Steve, thanks for joining
again.
Us. You're moving, you're shaking, you just shot a movie.
Yep.
You are making what the kids say. You're making it happen. How's that feel?
Sure. That's right. One way to put it.
Real quick, guys, we want to give a shout out to the people who pay the bills.
I'm here too, everybody.
Yeah, but you're always here.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Okay, yeah, that's like, I would say.
But if you're listening to the audio, you might be like, oh, Tebow's not
maybe
in the
he's
room.
Not here. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's here.
But you're always here. I would actually
not
say.
Always.
I would actually
I won't be here next week.
If you weren't here.
Okay.
It's implied that I'm here. I won't be here next week either.
It's implied that I'm here.
Okay. It's implied. Are you chewing gum?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does, because we're doing audio. You don't want to chomp on a microphone.
That gum chewing you hear is Jason Tebow. He's
brought
here.
To you by Jason's.
He's always here.
Okay. Jason's here. Jason Tebow, everybody.
Hey.
Guys, go to BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Got some baseball playoffs starting tonight. And boy, does MLB hate that all-star rule, huh, today? Starting
yeah,
in Cleveland?
I don't.
That's unbelievable.
I don't at all. As a Cubs fan, I
oh,
love it.
Oh, shit. We'll get into that.
If you're a Cleveland fan, though, are you going to the World Series? Are you going to game one of the Cavs getting their championship rings and all that? That's tonight, too.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I go to what, if I live in Cleveland, I'm going to whatever's cheapest.
Neither
well,
of them.
Well, you have 40,000 people in two places within a mile.
Dude, everybody, there's going to be so much boning going on in Cleveland tonight. There's just so much. There's going to be a baby boom in Cleveland and a baby boom in Chicago after this week. Just people sticking pigs. BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI, use promo code PUNCHDRUNK, get $10 betting cash that you will get in approximately 2 to 3 hours, so don't freak out. Also, our good friends at SeatGeek, man, hey, you want to go to the World Series? You want to go see the rings? You want to see the king get his ring? Go to SeatGeek.com, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. And get it, man, for anything. It's not just sports either. You can get it for concerts, live film, cockfighting, okay?
Now we're talking.
Bill's bachelor party. I'm sure it's on there. Get it. And let's say, Sam, you're going, Sam, I'm not going to, I don't want to go see it. Anything. I'm against it. Well, help us out.
Cockfighting.
Help us out. Just go download the app. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Help a brother out, man. Help us help you help us.
Hey, are you blind?
Yeah.
You have no reason to ever go to an event? Get this app anyway. Good luck getting the app, blindy.
Yeah. Have your weird Filipino nurse help you
feel
out.
Your way through it.
Yeah, feel your. I wonder if they have that.
Feel your way through the internet.
Yeah, feel your way.
iPhones in Braille.
That's the name of this episode. Feel your way through the internet. So Punch Drunk Sports. Use Punch Drunk on SeatGeek. And we'll get into all the other stuff very soon. Guys, where are you going to be?
I will be at the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, next Friday night, a week and a half away, recording my debut album, Return to the Red State. So come to that. Tickets are selling fast, 7 o'clock show, 9 o'clock show, and that's it. There's not a lot of seats left, so I've been tweeting it all week, and I'll put a Facebook post up again this week, and blah, blah, blah. I'll be testing
That's
parachutes.
That's great artwork. That's great artwork on your, album. It's really nice.
Thanks, buddy. I'll be testing parachutes in Flagstaff, Arizona. So if you want to see me jump out of a plane with my fingers crossed, come to that. I'm doing a benefit for cancer at the Stanley Roper Theater in Denver, Colorado. Guys, listen. They've had a lot of trouble with this. They made sure I mentioned this. This is a benefit for cancer. So if you are want to stop cancer, that do not come to this because that they've
I
had
do
a whole
condone this
thing
fucking thing
with
I'm
this
into
at
this.
All.
You're into
yeah,
it.
Thank yeah. you. I appreciate. Well, I look, it's a population control thing. That's their.
I
cause.
Do respect that.
That's
I
their
do
cause.
Respect that.
And hey, man, I'm just trying to make 50
Can
bucks.
Can you make it less about getting cancer and more about more anal? The more anal, the less people.
I'll talk to him.
Just didn't give up the pussy so much now.
Yeah, then we've been.
That's really what the problem is. This feminism and these chicks giving up the snatch so easy. It's gonna be, dude. Imagine about 20 years, the highways in Chicago and Cleveland.
It's gonna be
packed with World Series babies.
Tons of babies named Lester.
Yeah,
and Araldus.
Yeah, so many.
You know those Chicago people love the names of kids, Araldus.
Hey, I'm Schwaber Lester. and then I'll just ramp. So please come to that if you believe in population control and you're pro cancer. Come on down to the Stanley Roper Theater. And then I'm just going to quickly say some dates. November 11th, I'm at Shitty's. December 5th, I'm at the Haha Clinton Dick Picks. January 8th, I'm at the Puke Bucket. February 16th, I'm at the Heckler's Heaven. And March through September, I will be in jail.
Excellent. Renzies, do you got any dates you'd like the kids to come see you?
I'm doing Cobb's in San Francisco.
Bam!
Not this weekend, next weekend. And then Spokane, Washington, the weekend after with Kyle Ray. At the Spokane Comedy Club.
I love Kyle Ray.
And then, I'm doing Magoobies in Baltimore, La Jolla. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming up. Check out
my website. A lot of shit happened. Next week, I'm in China.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I'm going to record a CD while I'm out there just
no,
me
you're
talking
not.
Mad shit.
What's
to
the weirdest thing you're going to fuck in China?
Starfish.
That's, I would think, weirder than that. I feel like you've
no,
already
just
fucked
hope
a starfish.
I don't watch a little Chinese girl take a shit on the sidewalk like I did last time. They
but
just
if you
pee.
Do, you can fuck that.
I
wait,
will.
Wait. Yeah. You paid to watch that or you just randomly saw
no,
that?
No, it was a freebie. I had a coupon.
Freebie.
I had a coupon. Coupon to watch Asian chicks take
How quick would you puke if you saw a human being take a shit on a sidewalk?
I could, honestly, if I think about what you just said and visualize it,
I know you have a
little something going right now.
Which reminds you, oh, guys, by the way, coming in is Ari. Let me grab him.
Oh, great.
I passed on him earlier because we were doing Dates Out the Gates. Ari, we passed on you earlier calling. We haven't had technical problems. We were in the middle of Dates Out the Gates, and it would have been disruptive to take you.
Yeah,
so.
Ari. Oh, guys, real quick, please check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/
Hang on.
Sam
China, Triplett. What else you got? You got a bunch of stuff. You're
That's
in China.
It.
Okay, okay.
That's it. My album is finished, and I'm going to put out a double album, dude.
Oh, really?
It's going to be me crushing in Sacramento, and then the second album is me bombing the Late Show Friday, and I'm putting out me just bombing.
I thought you were going to do it in Chinese, like one in English.
No, and then I'm putting out
one.
Another one. I'm going to record an album. In China.
What is this, Appetite for Destruction?
Yeah, I'm just putting out albums, dude. I'm just putting out albums.
Sam has more albums than Days Left Alive. 9.
So this within the next 4 months, I'll probably put out a total of 3 albums.
What are you, a DJ?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. DJ Shadow.
Steve Aoki?
Look at him. Doesn't he look like some
Yeah, where are bunch? You? Hiding?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You all right, Ari?
What is why are
scoliosis
you,
why
are
finally
you in the
kicked
darkness?
In? Oh, man. Are you high?
What's that?
Is he awake?
One light burned out.
What's that one thing where the cartoon where the nose is over the fence? What was that cartoon?
I don't know. Nose is over the fence.
Tool time?
That is a big nose. That better be a big fence.
Oh, it's just like that one.
Are your feet up in the back? Are you laying? Put your. I hate
that. Isn't he laying
right
in the position of a girl reading
yes.
Tiger Beat?
Yeah. Oh, stop. Ari, stop. There's
That's
nothing
yeah, yeah,
more.
Yeah.
I'll never get a boner again. I'll
Dude,
never.
I wonder if Kevin likes me. I swear to God, Kevin was looking at me today.
So much boner. Hey, has your landlord talked to you about you having chicks over that lately? Has he talked to you about that? Does he still think you'd never get laid?
No. After I told her, I was like, it's embarrassing. I got laid. She like let it off. And then I talked to the fixer guy, and he was like, we were both laughing about it. But she did say, I want to know who's there. And I'm like, you don't mean I'm not going to tell you when I have girls coming over.
Yeah, I would love that. You have to check in like it's your mom.
Yeah, what, you got an RA?
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, I got a note. I got a note. So I had a barbecue in my backyard on Monday. A bunch of comics. And so I got to pass it.
What's a bunch? Steve, you remember? Is a bunch 5 or 20?
Okay. What?
How many is a bunch?
Really a
bunch
of
what?
A bunch of comedians.
Jesus.
God almighty.
Can we hang up on him?
Probably 8 to 10.
Yeah, not obnoxious, but enough to have a thing.
It's yeah.
Because
so like people like Sam and I, like.
Not on my door, not even a knock or lean out the window of like, excuse me, do you guys mind? Nothing like that. In New York is so passive aggressive. A note on the front door as we left said, oh, actually, I can read it.
Let's read it. Now, Ari, are you in the same place you were where you used to go in the back in your yard? Is this the same place?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that place. Exactly. So it was a weekday. We started at 1 and we finished. Okay, well, here.
Can we stop real quick? Is do you have the Hitler mustache going? Is it a little bit of Hitler?
No, it just looks like,
it looks a little bit of Hitler, like it doesn't
it? It looks thicker at the bottom of your nose.
It's very weird, dude. It's very weird.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
So now I can get my boner back.
Tonight, look 10:17. Please. And they always do the extra.
Oh,
capital
my God.
And
oh, it's handwritten.
All right, stop, stop. All right, stop. So just so, you know, just because it's audio. So you have a handwritten note that is taped to your front door.
Oh, yeah.
In magic marker.
In magic marker, and it's all caps, and there's a lot of underlining.
Yeah.
There's a lot of underlining.
And taped not to my front door, to the front door of the building, so everyone can see it.
Oh, so it's like a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
Please do not, the not is capitalized too, smoke under the windows. Our entire apartment now smells like an ashtray. Sad face.
Sad face.
Which is like, really?
And
it doesn't smell like cigarette smoke. Smells
and
like
it
an
says, didn't it say to whomever? Whomever? That's someone that's smart. Yeah. That's the smartest
Ari
person
lives
in
a smart building.
Yeah.
Dumb people can't afford to live where Ari
Go
lives.
Go find the smartest woman Ari. That lives in that building, and I guarantee you she's the one that wrote the note.
Oh, Ari's the only dumb guy in that building.
She probably turned to a guy and she was like, I'm going to write a note. And he's like, don't write the note, babe. Come on. Don't make a big deal about
it. They proofread it, too. Like, his wife was like, actually, it's to whomever.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I have no notes.
So funny.
Is that it? It doesn't say anything else?
Also, no, it's not done.
I live in the kind of buildings where there's an or else.
This? We're talking Stickum and Velcro.
Oh, because they don't want to put tape on the building.
That is so. That is. Yeah. That's what the kids call diabolical.
You live in such a fucking faggot. You
diabolical.
You live in a gay hive, bro.
Really bad, Ari.
What's the percentage of gay people in your building, Ari? Percentage of gay building people percentage of gay people to straight people in your building.
Almost all straight, I think.
That surprises me. Are you surprised by that?
No.
No.
I think Ari just wants to be the only Momo in the building.
What? How dare you? Also, if it's a weeknight, please be considerate to the students. That's who she is, definitely. To the students and families in the building by keeping the noise level down. It would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Ari, are you loud when you're fucking? Are you, like, really, like, yelling and screaming?
I think his captors are.
I found this note. So we left. We cleaned up, you know, and left. We were leaving out the door. At 9:30 p.m.
Whoa. In the city that never sleeps.
At 9:30, which means it's like, what? Who's going to sleep at 9 that I was keeping up?
Yeah, you couldn't even finish through Kevin Can't Wait on CBS on Monday nights.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry about that.
You know who it is, whoever the oldest person in the building is.
Yep.
You should just get in their face. We don't write letters where I'm from. We talk face-to-face, old man.
Yeah, old man.
Write a letter back and leave it Velcro. The Velcro's there now.
I was going to, then I was like, I don't want to fight.
Yeah. Ari, you should print out a meme. Yeah, you should print a meme out so they don't even know what it is. Just print a meme, put it on the wall, and say, suck my dick with Kanye with a funny face. That's great. Whatever he froze, it's obviously frozen. But that
is it obviously frozen?
I always want to remember it. Like when Ari dies, we do a memorial. That's the picture
that's
we should
a good
use.
Day. For it. That's a good
and
day.
I know you're shining down on me from heaven. Just
that was like the face that you would make. We got a quick freeze of the face you would make half a second before you actually had a stroke, where the half of your face was paralyzed.
And the reason this picture means so much to us is this was 1 second before he died. It's the last thing which we really have of him.
What happened to this airplane bird?
I'll be right back to
you. Ari, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, November 5th for my special. So at Cap City Comedy Club.
You're doing yours on the 5th. You're doing yours on...
The 4th.
The 4th, so the 4th. Much.
You should do one on the 6th.
Maybe I'll record
you
one.
You should do your 10th album on the 6th.
I record my Chinese album.
Do your Election Day special on the 7th.
Do that.
The 8th.
Do that hour-long special where Sam's in the shower for an hour.
Ari, I was just in Austin, and I plugged your shows, and they said that they're doing great, so you should be like,
oh,
psyched.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm
nervous
sure you
it's
guys.
Not to sell out or people will no-show. So, and also, if you do get tickets late and it's sold out, just come anyway and probably squeeze you in.
Yeah,
but that's it. It's my last date until
your sabbatical. Then you go into sabbatical.
Is this like a Jewish thing? Like it's the 2016 super high holiday that the Jewish Torah talked about? Is this some weird kind of thing where you go on a voyage or something?
Yeah, I'm going on a never ending journey. Yeah,
all right.
I'm not going on the road for a while, so it's like that's it. So for like a long time.
Oh, you're not doing the road for a while?
Yeah, I'm going to try to like stay in town and fucking do some normal shit. Have some
do all the greatest gigs in New York. I'm just going to take a break and do all the hottest shows in New York City and the hottest shows in LA and just take a time out.
Exactly. It's not like I'm not going to be doing stand-up. Hey, call me back. This connection sucks.
No, you call us back. Your connection sucks. Bam.
Bam. Bitch. Nailed it. Five.
You've got your fucking
soul.
Triple E owns your soul now, bitch.
Boo, boo, boo.
Triple E, can I borrow Ari's soul since you own it?
Here it is.
Thanks. Let me throw it in the trash. Good luck getting your soul back, dipshit.
Yeah, good job, dickhead.
Triple E owned you.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, he called in last week. He said you were his least favorite on the show.
Yeah. He said him and his girlfriend, actually, when they called into our show, they're getting all dolled up and beautified to come see your fucking stupid ass.
And he didn't even say hi? Why didn't you say hi to him, Ari?
Hey, man. Mickey Gall doesn't say hi to Ari. Ari says hi to Mickey Gall, bro. Why'd you fuck up and not say hi to Mickey Gall?
Dude, that's our number one fan.
I didn't know he was there.
Sam, give him his soul back so he knows what to do with himself.
I'm going to fuck his soul.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go.
Eiffel Tower.
No, let's go. Yeah.
Let's spit roast him.
And then you high five over the top.
I'm saying London Bridge is falling down.
But it's not falling down.
But nuh-uh.
Fight Nanny, have you ever been in a sexual position? You're like, oh, am I doing this? And you thought like,
what? How'd we get here?
What?
Yeah. She got hit by. So you've been in a sexual position where you're like, wow, I thought we were just going to be making out, and here I am swinging from a fucking noose.
I'm doing the Chinese acrobat. Or do women, listen, this is my theory on how you know women aren't as funny as men, is that they never have names for the sex positions they do with guys. You never hear a girl's going, Amy Schumer going, so ladies, yesterday I was doing the pole rider, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, women never come up with that. You just steal our words and you just reverse
it. It's all guys' movement. It's never the girls' movement.
Yeah, the girls are never like, yesterday I was doing the high hiker, everybody. You know what I'm talking about, ladies.
I think most girls would just rather do the make me come move. Can you just make me come? Yeah. Try to make
and
me come.
Out. And they're
whatever,
out.
Whatever.
I'll just lie there and you stay on top of it.
Have you ever been like dating a girl or regularly, you know, sexually active with a person where and she is like, from a male point of view, she's like, I can come from this position 100% of the time, like it's like clockwork and whatever. And then so you know that's what's up, but then every time you fuck, you know you're gonna have to go to that position.
Yeah,
no,
you know what I mean? But then you're like, is there any other fuck? Is there another choice on the menu?
I've never had a woman say that to me because
I've had a lot.
Duct tape over their mouth. I refuse to fuck without duct tape.
Triple's got a lot of souls.
I refuse.
Triple's got a lot of souls.
So let's get into some sports because we're going to lose Mr. Ranzizi very soon. World Series. Ari, do you think Major League Baseball is regretting their rule with having whoever wins the All-Star game get
always
home field?
Been stupid to me.
It's dumb. I think it's dumb.
I think making a meaningless game meaningful is stupid.
Well, you have to do what? Go ahead, Art.
Just because the Cubs were so far and away the best record in baseball, they're like, they don't have home field. But at the same time, it's like they don't really play each other enough to be able to warrant giving one side or the other
In baseball, you're right.
Yep, it doesn't matter.
You don't think it matters?
I don't think it matters.
If you're the best team in the NL, you've dominated the NL, and vice versa.
I think
you
this thing
shown that you're better than the AL, really. So then it's like, I don't mind it. It makes the All-Star game interesting.
I think that the Cubs go on the road. They won 2 out of 3 in Los Angeles. They can go on the road and win as long as they're hitting. You'd rather have a Game 7 in your own building.
Here's what I like.
But if you get to Game 7, I don't think you really are complaining about who's home.
Yeah.
I feel like it's you know.
Yeah, it's like a UFC fight. You get to round 5 in a UFC fight.
About to happen.
Oh, you don't care that you're in Brazil. You don't care that you're in. If it's round 5, you know, round 1, 2, 3, you're in Brazil. You're fighting fucking Anderson Silva in Brazil. And it's a great.
You're fighting and fucking?
It's a great fight. You get to round 5, the fans are just so appreciative that it's like game 7, round 5, whatever. That goes away.
I would rather want
those 3 middle games.
Yeah, I think
because always steal one. Dodgers did it. You can always go there and steal one. And now for a week, you are eating your own food out of your own fridge. You're fucking your wife. You're sleeping in your bed. You're not in a hotel for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because with all the off days and stuff. Yeah.
Those are the crucial ones, man. 3, 4, 5 to me are the most crucial games of this series.
5 is the most crucial, usually. 5, you're either going to win it or you're going to go up the advantage.
To have 3 in a row at home versus 2 in a row, then I'm on the road.
That's what I'm saying.
If
I'm the Cubs, I know I can win 1 game on the road, at least in the first 2, win 2 out of 3. And then if I'm going back to Cleveland up 3-2, and I know I have to win, I can win 1 game on the road. I don't think there are a team that is like that. I mean, look, it's a home field advantage. You want to win it in front of your home. I mean, it's never been happening in 100 years.
How many World Series go to 7 games?
I don't know. Percentage of them?
It's a lower percentage. 20%, so,
if it goes 6, if it goes 6 games, then no one has the home field. Then it's even.
That's true, and that's a good point, too.
Any 4-game series is even.
3 of the first 5 are in a row, and I'm at the field I'm comfortable at. I'm at the field where I know what it looks like when I'm hitting and looking at that pitcher. I'm at the field. I sleep in my apartment. I sleep in my bag of leaves. I'm sleeping with my wife. Whatever. So,
Oh, that's a tampon, isn't it?
What is that?
That's his bloody asshole.
Oh, no! Is that from your butt?
Don't. You're going to throw
it. Is it his butt? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Is that seafood?
Do we have this?
Is that seafood?
Do we have this?
Is that seafood?
Did you get that?
I'm not kidding, guys.
Tell him it's seafood.
Sam, don't lie to me.
What?
First of all, is that seafood?
Yes, it's seafood.
What do you mean? It's not seafood. It's his asshole.
It's seafood. It's from his asshole.
Is that a string?
Yes.
Are you putting a tampon in your
asshole?
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Renn is easy as losing it. He might throw up.
I wanted to make 2 points. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ari, oh, my God.
He will throw up. I'm not kidding. Aaron, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. Put...
Steve, there's a trash can. You can throw up in the trash.
That kind of makes me a little gaggy.
There's the trash.
There's your trash.
Why aren't you guys gagging? It's really ugly.
I've never done that.
It's ugly.
I've had a horrible life.
That's the throw up thing.
Dude, stop.
You guys, that's not. I kind of don't think it's real either. I'm going to puke.
Oh, my God. I had a whole conversation.
Oh, it's so. Oh,
and there it goes. It's the third time he's thrown up on Punch Drunk.
Threw up.
The third time.
Oh, that was the best.
The third studio.
Did you throw
thrown up?
You guys, I puke when people puke. I don't like what's happening.
Hey, let's get another puker.
Run over there, puke.
Can me and Steve puke together?
Put it away. He's not funny.
Ari's licking it. Ari is now licking it.
Oh, man, my stomach's starting.
Ari is licking it. Why am I hard?
Why am I hard?
He's messing with us. That's not real. He wouldn't lick it. That's not real.
I'm not licking it. I'm putting my head talking about behind it. It's real.
It's real.
What does it smell like, Ari? Okay,
smells like blood.
Ari, what does it smell
asshole.
Like? Describe to Steve. Up, Steve, you know put what? Your headphones on. No, what does it
done,
smell like?
It go put it away. Put it away, Ari. It's not funny. It's the story. Ari, it's honestly, dude. I'm
Ari, take a bite of it.
Ari, I'm not looking, but I had a conversation with Court this morning.
Because
he just had a surgery on the same part. You should have. Oh, that's not real. Oh, you're a fucking asshole. What is that?
What is that?
Ah! That's not real. There's no way that's real. There's no way it's real.
What is it really?
It's a tampon.
No, it's not.
It is. It is.
I'm crying.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He would not put that in his mouth.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. That's really a tampon, dude. That's really a
tampon.
That's
a piece of salmon.
I'm dying.
No,
I'm crying.
That's his bloody asshole.
No, you guys are messing with us, but it's really not nice.
That was the best.
I can stare at his bloody asshole without gagging. This took it too far.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That was so
good. All right, please take a full bite out of whatever
that is.
You're in on
this. That's why you're not grossed out.
I walked in hard, so don't think this got me hard. All right, take a bite out of that.
You guys ruined my makeup. I gotta go.
What is that?
Only?
I
cried.
What is
that? I have to go. But I wanted to make a point about the Yankees bullpen. I really did.
He's crying too.
Wait, I got a couple things I want to pitch to you to make some cash.
I'm crying.
I want it to
make time.
Ari, hold on. Is that going in your ass?
Yeah, you put this in your ass, and you push it in, and you pull it all out.
He really
yeah, it's
does
called tampon.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Let's see if make a
on your little sabbatical. Your little mind exploration tour you're about to do after you film your special. Take a stop, take a second, and go to a fucking doctor and have your asshole checked out.
It's just, he tested me. It's inner hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
well, they have to scrape them out. You have to do something medically.
It's not worth it. My dad's had the surgery, and you have to go like 3 more times, and I've had friends that need it, and it's just the worst healing
process. Court just got it done, and he seems to be walking around very sprite.
What causes that? Just having a blown out asshole?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I love spicy foods. I also,
Oh, my God. Neglect?
I don't know.
God. That was another glorious moment.
It really wasn't. It was
the last time we had that. When was the last time we had that when he was on?
It was at the Joint Studios.
Yeah, and he
threw up at Joint Studios. He threw up at Lovitz, and now he's throwing up here. This is his third throw up.
Remember what you were telling him about? Do you remember
it's
that?
It's not funny, though.
Oh, I remember.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Cum omelet? You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Yankees bullpen.
One.
That was horrible.
Can we go back to the World Series before I leave for a second?
Of course, but I have a news story I want to tell you about a girl eating a frozen turd
Shut
like a
up.
Popsicle.
Shut up.
Cat turd, not a human turd. Go ahead.
Look how good the Yankees bullpen it was this year, that they traded away Chapman, the closer for the Dodgers.
Which got the Cubs where they are right
and
now.
And Miller, the closer for the Indians, who's having probably arguably one of the best.
Miller was the Yankee.
Yeah. So we got a lot of draft picks, but could you imagine? I mean, do you know what we were like in April when we had Patances, Miller, and Chapman?
No bats.
6, 7, 8, 9? Forget
we
it.
We were supposed
no bats,
to get
no starters.
Chapman.
Yeah.
The Dodgers were supposed to get Chapman, and then that stupid story came out.
I love
out.
How, yeah, well, yeah, the stupid story about how he beat his wife, and we had to live on that suspension for the first 30 games. Then they trade him, and now he's the hero in the Cubs.
Can I ask you a question? I know you want to talk baseball, but I know you got to leave soon.
I have to leave in
what
a minute.
What do you think about your kicker? You're a Giants fan. What do you think about all that?
He should be gone. He's a piece of crap.
Dude, I just talked about that on my other podcast. Dude, it's like you had a chance to hammer a white guy.
And if he was black, he would have been thrown out.
They cut him today. He's gone.
He should have been gone the minute they
But the NFL didn't know that because that was all hidden files. So the NFL just found all this out now.
But what?
I'm not making an excuse for him. He's an asshole.
I know, but the NFL just found this out now, okay? Where are these? The NFL has got more money, more people, more private investigators.
Every Sam and I were talking about this. Every NFL team has a Ray Donovan.
Yeah, a fixer, someone.
Yep,
they
yep.
should, yes. But
it's like, hey,
point,
what's up with this? Go find out before I hear about it on TMZ.
Or you work with the Ray Donovan guy, and you go, hey, dude,
kill this bitch.
Let me know what's going on for real so we can start to figure out how big of a story this is going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, I got to go. You ruined it, Ari.
By ruined it, you mean made it awesome.
Are you never coming back?
I don't know.
No, of course. Just like the fourth
time. I cried and like you so made terrible. Me want to puke, too. That was bad.
By the way,
that
this is
bad.
Like the fourth time he's almost puked on the
hey,
show.
Hey, can I get a quick power pitch?
No, but that's your guy's goal with him.
All right.
No, it's not.
Sam, all right. Let me get a quick power pitch on a few ideas.
Yep.
That I have, and then you can leave and let them fucking
marinate.
I'll just give a quick one. Okay. What's all the buzz in the NFL right now? We're talking about it right now. Battered women. And it's terrible, and I'm sick of it. And what bothers me is that, these women aren't getting a fair shake, and no one's believing their story. But also, you know, if they're getting smacked around, it's taking them out of where they should be, the kitchen. So what about we make oven mitts that are also boxing gloves? So you come in drunk and you're like, hey, where's my blah, blah, blah? She's not turning around unprotected. She's got some brass knuckles buried in a boxing glove that also can take some fresh cookies out of the oven.
Okay, what do we? And I like that.
You like
what
that? If so you're in.
I'll add, the man or the woman?
I was going to say, my idea might be
a fucking Valentine's present.
Maybe the man.
Foreshadowing.
If he's got a big drinking problem and likes to smack.
Don't we all wear
those big gloves that hold the beer so that when he starts to get crazy, they're just like whiff, like they're like.
I like what you're saying.
Yeah. So he's not really hurting her that much.
What about one of those, like, you know, wrestling, those headsets that wrestlers wear? Throw a fucking six pack. You know, a beer and a straw.
So that he doesn't
get
hurt.
Now you can wrestle while you're around.
All right.
I like that too.
That's a good pitch.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you. Have a good rest of your show. I'll see you next week. I'll call you. All
right, well, good luck throwing up on your way to your audition.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Ari. You just cost me a lot of money, dude.
I don't even know. Dude.
Ari just cost me so much money, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's because you stole his soul. I don't know.
I feel like you guys were in on that. Because normally you guys are grossed out.
I wasn't in on it.
You definitely were.
I'm never grossed out.
I just saw it yesterday. I was going to throw it out, and I realized...
When am I grossed out?
Oh, you know what?
Ari, it wasn't real. You bit into it.
When am I grossed out?
Guys, I have an idea. I think I realized...
Why is he making that face?
Stop.
I just bit at it.
Ari, I realized something. When your audio is weird is when we're on this computer. Because your audio sounds much different than when you're on my computer.
I don't know if that's true. You've only been on this computer about four times in the last year.
That was real blood.
That was real blood.
I'm so...
Well, I'm in the room I'm supposed to be in, so we'll see. If the audio's not good then it's not the room, then it's the computer.
I think it's just the audio on the computer. It's not bad. It's just not as clear as on my computer, which doesn't mean anything.
Right, okay.
I'm a little sad I got so worked up and I cried and...
Yeah, your tears got me hard.
Normally, I can stare at his bloody shit without gagging. That was really gross.
What it's really weird is, like, haven't you looked at a bloody tampon before?
But my tampons aren't even that bloody.
You run. You run a lot.
She's on her period 9 months out of the year.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Always bleeding. That's great. You're not pregnant. That means as long as the Red River flows, we're all good.
That was, and I don't go like this with my bloody tampon. And
he
like
literally
it,
licked it. It was
and
out
put
of
it
his
in
asshole.
My mouth. I mean, that was really, really uncalled for.
I didn't lick. I looked behind it. I looked behind
but
it.
But the stink really still had bite. To be there, dude.
It has to smell it. Horrible, you guys.
Ari,
does it smell bad?
The stink still had to be there
because it was right by your face.
Nobody hates the smell of their own farts.
I do.
Yeah, I can pull your liver out of here.
What about your bloody asshole?
You can pull my liver out, put it in my face. I'd smell it. I'd lick it.
Ari, maybe that was what your neighbors were talking about because you probably took it, put it on the windowsill to let it air out, and the stink of your fucking skull-banded asshole fucking got in their apartment, and they're like, oh, it smells like an ashtray. Little they know, it really smells like your asshole.
It's not from my asshole, you fools. It's from a woman's vagina.
Oh, that was somebody else's.
You kept someone's tampon in a bowl?
Well, I mean, I put it somewhere, and then I was like,
I'm so confused. Oh, did you ask her if you could have it, or did you find it in your trash can?
Trash can.
Ari!
Oh, you took it out?
Ari, that means it smells really bad, because I know what that smell smells like.
Yeah, because
it smells like mold.
Hold on, stop. You're saying you think it's... Ari, that means it smells really bad compared to if it came from his asshole.
I can't compare an asshole smell, but I know what a nasty tampon smells like.
If I told you right now to save planet Earth, you had to sniff a tampon out of Ari's asshole, bloody asshole, or a girl's tampon, which one are you going to do?
I would choose a girl's tampon.
Thank you.
Because I know
By the way, this is a metaphor for the election this year.
Oh, I do. Thank you, Ari, for joining me and... just wailing on Hillary supporters in this fucking town. They're just like, left there two evils. Like, no, dude, she's pushed us to the brink of war, and you're about to elect her. It's so fucking bad. I'm so over it.
My thing is, lesser two evils. Lesser two evils. Okay, I get that. I don't necessarily agree with you that it is lesser, but I get what you're saying. But okay, lesser two evils. Guess what? She's going to win California, no matter what.
Yeah.
So why are you joining in?
You
can just not...
I'm not voting.
You don't have to vote for evil because evil's already going to win there. You know which one's going to win, the one you think is lesser. So why are you joining in?
Can you vote, Tebow? I thought you had like 13 felonies.
He's always on.
You have a warrant out for sure.
Always on.
What are you doing, Ari?
I'm going to make my bed before this girl comes over.
The bloody tampon girl?
Ari, do you think you could fuck one time on the podcast?
Like, just have it like that?
Yeah, no, we don't have to necessarily see the body parts because I think Skype would make that illegal. No, Skype would allow that, right? You can fuck on Skype.
Yeah, that's how people do, like, Skype sex.
What? What? How do you know about that?
Skype sex, I've never done it, but I know people that do it.
Oh, that's every girl. By the Ari, look at that. By the way, we're watching him fuck.
Is that your thrust? Because it's very slow.
Yeah.
It's very slow.
Ari, the weirdest thing, you just know, though, he's got a position where those nuts, you know when a woman's pregnant, she has to sleep a certain way?
Yeah.
Because there's that weight? That's Ari's nuts. He can only move certain ways because the fucking Jew hammer that's fucking just flapping around. Oh, that's how you're going to do elbows on a girl? Some girls just like...
People's elbow. You got to, like, give it to them.
Now, let me ask you something, Fight Nanny.
Yes.
When you know you're going over and there's going to be boning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, oh, we're going to go make love?
Are you like,
it's going to be fuck town?
I told you how grossed out I was by, like, that guy who was like, may I enter you? If it's, like, slow and we're romantic, it's disgusting.
Did he have a top hat and a monocle on? That's funny. Yeah. Good day, ma'am. May I enter you?
Yeah, I was like, I literally was like, no, now you
Jesus
cannot.
Christ.
Hey, real quick, can I get into Westworld?
I watched it all, did you?
I just watched Tate's episode. That's it.
I can't find it on demand. It's only uploaded the first one.
No, it's on there because I'm watching on HBO Go. Do you
HBO
have that?
HBO Go.
Yeah, I'm watching on HBO Go.
Let me ask you guys something real quick.
For a password.
Let me ask you something real quick. How is this not The Matrix in a Western?
It is.
Because it was a book written in the 70s and a movie in 1978.
All right, I respect that. She's saying The Matrix ripped that off.
Excellent answer. That's an excellent answer.
I'm just saying this
Point
is
Tebow.
Parallel thinking about what would be an alternate universe, and this happened when we were 8 years old, and it's a movie that we never saw because we were all eight when it
maybe
came
I
out.
Maybe I saw it.
Or six. Maybe you saw it when you were six.
This is a theme park as well, not... The Matrix was the entire world.
Yeah, but it's how is it not Jurassic Park? How is it not the Truman Show? How is it not, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened from, you know, if you're 12 years old and you see a movie like that, it's going to influence you as a writer when you're 28.
So let me just say something.
Or whatever.
Real quick. I agree with that. Okay, I agree with that.
You know, maybe.
Point Tebow. I'm
just saying this isn't an original idea.
If it's the first one, then it would be the original idea. If you're saying it's before Jurassic Park,
Wizard of Oz might be the first one. There might be one before that.
Point so, you know what I mean? Tebow,
the same just, author as Jurassic Park.
Is that right?
Michael Crichton. Yeah.
Okay.
So he just rewrote his shit. He's like Sebastian Maniscalco.
Well, he just has a boner. He has a boner
writing the same joke over and over.
He
again.
Has a boner for an idea. You like butthole jokes. I like jokes about being homeless. Ari likes eating tampons. Ari, are you going to make that pillow into a tampon?
He's changing his whole bedding. He likes this brush.
I would change. No, he's changing.
He's just trying to get rid of
it. Yeah,
because
every time he fucks her, it looks like a murder scene. She's bleeding like a stuck pig, apparently.
Jesus.
Is this a Jewish girl? I'm really rooting for her.
Why? Why would you root?
It is or isn't.
Well, Jewish girls are the second best girls out there.
Oh, can I make an announcement?
Just because he seems like he likes her.
Let me make an announcement important to Punch
Drunk. Cleaning your sheets?
Yeah, he never cleans his sheets. He said he has a joke about it.
Because Dean slept on him for 4 days, and it's like, I haven't cleaned him since then. So it's like,
I didn't sleep. All right. I just listened to Rock and Roll Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to Dean Del Axel Rose. And, yeah, man, I just fucking listened to tunes. I had 9 chicks sleeping around me. I never slept, man. I can't sleep. Can I make an announcement? I cannot, and this is important to you, Ari. It doesn't matter to you, Sam. I cannot find the episode I looked for about an hour and a half last night where we make the three Cubs bets. I looked for an hour and a half because I wanted to find it last night. And then I wanted to walk to the show today and listen to it and find out what the three bets were. You are right. One of them is Snap Pops. I know that.
I think me and you got Snap Pops. I think it is.
Guys, if you are a listener of the show, please tell us what episode it is that Jason Tebow has his three bets
for
the Cubs. And by the way, if it was Snap Pops, I'll be fully rooting for the Cubs because I don't want that, but I can take it.
Dude,
but
no, it doesn't even hurt. That's the easiest one. We used to do that shit when we were 8 years old.
As long as
it doesn't hit you in your eye, you're fine. Like, it doesn't hurt. It almost kind of tickles.
I kind of want the Cubs over the Indians, but I'm fine with whoever wins. But
here's the problem. The Cubs are for sure the underdog team of all time.
Underdog?
Of all time, he said.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of there being a team that hasn't won in 100 whatever years.
I like the idea of that city getting a party of a century.
Are you going to go?
But Red Sox won.
I'm there 3 days after the World Series is over.
The Red Sox are just a team now. They're just another team. They don't have that thing of hadn't won since whenever.
If it goes to game seven, I'll be there. I'm such a stand-up comic. While the last game was going on, was it game six? Was going on, and everybody's celebrating. All I could think of, imagine if you were doing stand-up that week in Chicago.
Oh,
nobody's
really?
At
really?
Your show.
Imagine a week ago. When I realized the Cubs are going to the World Series and I'm recording my album on a Friday night, November 4th, I shit my pants a week and a half ago.
I brought that up to you. I go, is that the same? Oh, no, I brought up the election.
Election is next week. A week and a half ago, I'm like...
Game 7 is the second.
I know. But I was like, fuck, man. I randomly, by 2 days, missed Game 7 of the World Series in Chicago area.
Unbelievable.
The whole reason I went back to do that there, because I knew I could sell out two shows with people that would just be laughers and whatever. And I'm like...
How empty do you think that those comedy clubs were during the games? Empty? Zero?
It's got to be.
Do you want to entertain anybody in Chicago?
I don't even
want to
do... If I'm in the city of Chicago, I don't even want to do that show. I just want to be a part of the party. People have not seen anything that... If the Cubs win this, God bless. God, everybody knows I want that to happen. Everyone knows how important... I would love it. Mama Faggot and Mama have two seats from the Chicago Cubs from 1919 Wrigley Field when they renovated the stadium. So they have two original box seats. Like, they're connected together. Their seat numbers are still intact on it. Like, that's like an heirloom to me. Like, I have 1919 Wrigley Field
box
seat.
So a Mama Faggot passes on to the big gay bar in the sky?
Yeah,
right?
She goes to the big chokes in the sky.
You're going to get the two seats to put right next to your
leaves. One of the only things I want.
Is to put right next to your leaves.
Is one? Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'll sell that. I'll sell them for $50.
Do they go all the time?
Who?
To games? Your moms?
They're there right now. I'll show you pictures of...
There's no game going on. They're just hanging out.
No, I mean,
they're lesbians.
I've never heard you talk about
They do
about
lawn
it.
Maintenance. They're fucking doing all the landscaping.
Lesbians don't do lawn maintenance. That's a Mexican gig.
Guys, real quick, why Tebow's looking it up, let me just tell you guys. Guys, our Patreon is rocking. Guys, be a part of it. Donate. Now, what we're doing is Tebow and I... We're discussing doing a bonus episode, maybe coming into Punch Drunk, doing a bonus episode coming into the studio for just Patreon people who donate $5 a month. Just Patreon. I know
Once a month, do an extra one?
No, maybe once a week. Just do an hour one real quick for
That's
people
lofty.
Who do. What's that?
That's lofty, but I would definitely say once a month.
Well, do some bonus, or maybe twice a month. Twice a month. Yeah. Me, Tebow, because Ari is too busy with his Jew shit. We're going to go, what?
What are you going to do for it? Is it just a bonus episode?
Bonus
like a regular episode?
Maybe what we'll do? Only phone calls.
Yeah.
We'll take fans' phone calls.
Idea.
We'll just do phone calls.
Yeah, only phone calls.
Only phone calls. Okay? Go do that. Guys, AD suits ldupetit.com, AD suits. Go there. Use Punch Drunk promo code. Buy your suits. You guys can see my new commercial I shot for them. It's Sam versus Sam. It's actually pretty well done, and I have a giant pinhead in it because the girl forgot to cut the back of my head.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. You like guys with pinheads?
Yeah.
You love this. And then
bro, your pinhead. I come fix that. Bump out bumps. Come on. Cheap. I bump out pinhead.
AlanDuPetit.com. AlanDuPetit.com. Go check it out. And then Caveman Coffee. You guys are doing great. They were just telling us you guys are killing it. fuck firing the kid. Go to Caveman Coffee, use Punch Drunk, get that cheddar. And what were you? What'd you write there?
What'd you write there?
Let me see.
Nothing bad. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, you wrote something negative.
I swear to God, I did not write anything negative. Can we please talk about a bet that I have with a certain fucking person who talks a lot of shit on this show?
Ari!
Nope. Even better.
Ari!
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hey, did I pay you your money back, your 20 plus the 20 I lost in the bet? Did I pay you?
That's the reason you were late to the show today. Yes, you were. Thank you.
You did
pay
him tonight? Wow.
Nope. Yep. He was like, fuck! I texted you 11 times this week. I was going to pay you back, and then I showed up to the show, and I forgot it. I'm going to do the honorable thing. I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go hit an ATM, and then I'll come back, and I'll pay you. But can we please talk about Tony Hinchcliffe, who says several things. One, who's the coach of the Niners? Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's going to fucking renovate the Eagles, and no one will stop the Eagles. They're going to win two of the next five Super Bowls. I think we saw what Chip Kelly did to the Eagles. Oh, the Niners are now going to the Super Bowl. Okay, and I go, you know what? I'll tell you what. And then they win their first game. And I go, the Niners are garbage, and we all know it. And I'll bet you anything you want. I'll bet you a pack of cigarettes. The Niners go to the playoffs. No problem, bro. And now all the rumors are starting. Now he bankrupt the Eagles, and he's bankrupting the Niners now. And Colin Kaepernick was a potential MVP 2 years ago, and now he's a nobody with Chip Kelly. And can I say this? Now the rumors are starting. Chip Kelly's going back to college. Tony Hinchcliffe may have already given me a pack of cigarettes.
That's all you bet was a pack of cigarettes?
Yep. That's all he was willing to bet. Because you know me, I was like, I'll bet you $1,000. $1,000! And he's like, how about a pack of cigarettes? And I'm like, sounds good, too. I can always use a pack of cigarettes.
So real quick, dude. He just sent them up to get one. There's three teams that I think are trying to get that really, one of the three quarterbacks that are supposedly coming out there are supposed to be good. Kid from Clemson, the kid from Miami, and there's one other kid.
Louisville.
Hey, dude, I always say that guy looks too small to play quarterback in the NFL, and that's just my opinion.
I don't believe in this. Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, all these fucking guys that are like, dude, the NFL's a different sport. It's about the Andrew Luck. It's about the Peyton Manning. It's about the five-step, three-step. Let me read all my reads. You're not going to take – the NFL is too talented to be the guy that's like, I can play quarterback and take over this team.
Right.
I can have high school MVP numbers,
yeah.
197 yards passing, three touchdowns, 225 yards rushing, four touchdowns. That ain't the NFL, man. There's linebackers that are faster than there's linebackers that are 4.5. There's linebackers that are 4.39.
I'm trying to find the video I played earlier. Just keep talking.
But so my thing that I love, this is what I really was getting at with Tony, which is we're talking about a little NCAA football. I've always said on this show, Ohio State is overrated. Ohio State played Hawaii. Then they barely beat fucking Rutgers. Then they barely beat somebody else shitty. And why are they still number two for a long time other than their name? And then
still number two because everyone overhypes Ohio State.
All right, here's a story that you're going to love. Don't play yet, Sam. Let me finish this.
After that, they're still saying they have a chance for the playoff. They only bumped it down to five or six.
No, they're done because they're going to lose again. They're going to lose again.
We only lost to Alabama.
You guys know I work at Red Zone, and there's like the job that I have, there's two other people that have the exact same job as me, which is surround Andrew with info.
Suck everybody's dick.
I saw that coming. So actually, 2 weeks ago when I wrote this down. So one of us was gone this week, and he's from Penn State. And the reason he was like, I'm gone this week is because he
wanted to fuck kids.
went to, yeah, that's relevant. He had to go. He was going like, Ohio State's playing Penn State. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go to that game.
Fuck kids.
And I'm going to fuck kids. And dude, he fucked 11 kids. Ari, what do you think of that story? And Candace. He fucked Candace and 11 kids. And I'm like, suck on that, Tony Hinchcliffe!
good spot to freeze.
No, he went to the Penn State Ohio State game at Penn State and threw a grand on it.
Really?
Oh, how much did he win?
An unranked team against number two.
How much did he win?
$4,700 plus his grand. This guy almost made $6,000.
Unbelievable. I got to get going.
And he was at that thing. So imagine that energy just being there and on top of it, winning $6,000.
I have to get going, but I just want to talk about all the shitty kickers. And this was me watching the Falcons-Charger game.
I'm not worried about it. Part of me feels like that was my pen. Yeah. Play it 9 more times until you leave, and then we'll talk sports when you leave. Would you like to double our bet?
No, bud.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either if I was
you. That was my suicide pool on your fucking Falcons, you asshole. That was my guy.
A lot of people did. A lot of people in our studio did.
Yeah.
But, dude, when they went up 7-0, I was like, the minute Tevin Coleman.
You fucking dick.
The minute Tevin Coleman went down, because he was the only guy that was hurting the Chargers, I was like, we're losing this.
Guys, and then we got to go. Then, I love you guys. I'll see you soon.
See you, buddy. Then we'll hook up tomorrow. Then we got to kick a 65-yard field goal. Dude, let's do something before you bounce because Sam Tripoli's birthday is Friday.
When do you go to China?
I go on Thursday.
He goes on Thursday.
And you're gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm shooting my Comedy Central pilot presentation, so wish me luck, guys.
Everybody come to that. I'm kidding. Let's do like coffee or lunch or something before you leave because your birthday's Friday. I'll take you out. I'd love to.
All right.
So. Sam Tripoli turning 57 on Friday.
Happy birthday.
Don't I? Trust me, I'm older than you. Where did Ari go, by the way? This looks like where you're watching, what's that? What's those scary shows?
Paranormal Activity.
Hey, dude, can you ask one of our fans to chop off that Stephen Azizi video?
Oh my God.
That is gold.
Yeah.
Pollyanna, come on.
All right, what was that really? Was that really? That had to be some sort of fish or some sort of.
Hey, Pollyanna.
I love how he's like, is that seafood? Is that seafood?
Oh, yeah, he was really worried about that, brah. He was really worried, Ari.
Here's a tampon. It's a tampon.
It really wasn't, though.
It was a tampon, but it had ketchup and water in it.
Okay. Well,
I had a girl show me how to use a tampon, how absorbent it was. And she goes, no, it's more gloopy. And I was like, should I get ketchup? And I'm like, yeah, ketchup.
You got me, and I'm embarrassed.
You didn't get me because I know who you are.
That's why I thought you were in on it, because my reaction was genuine, and I could
I just
tell
know,
you were
like,
grossed out.
I know how fucking stupid and gross Ari is.
But also, I saw who was there. I mean, I just did the podcast, like right before this one. That's why I was 10 minutes late. But, 14 minutes late. But, I was like, oh, Steve's here. Hold on. This will be perfect.
He got mad.
God, I had so many fucking gags written for Steve because Sam said he wasn't going to be here. And then he just... He doesn't text me like, hey, man, I'm actually going to show up. He's like, I'm not going to be there. Find somebody else. So then I spent like an hour and a half writing all these gags for Steve and funny stuff. And then Sam just shows up and I just... Doesn't even intro me. Hey, I'm here with Fight Nanny and Ren is Easy. Like, I spent 2 hours working on shit last night. And then you just show up. Nah, this guy can fuck himself. Go fuck him. Philip Rivers, I just hate.
Oh, you gotta admit, you can't fuck yourself. Dude, I can't believe you fucking...
Blew that? I knew the whole game. I knew the entire game. The entire game, I was like, we are gonna fuck this up. And when Atlanta went for it on fourth and one, right on the 50-yard line... What's that?
Was it Jacksonville?
Who? Us? No. We lost to Tampa week one barely. We lost to Seattle on that bullshit pass. And everything. Our point differential is deeply in the plus, probably plus 18, and we're 4-3. And the Raiders are like Raiders are 5-2.
It's because who did they lost to Jacksonville, right?
Who us?
No.
Raiders
who did they just lose to? Who did Atlanta just lose to?
Atlanta just lost to Chargers.
To the Chargers. Okay, yeah. Here's the problem. Chargers are plus 21. And Atlanta is now plus 30.
We're plus 30 so, like, and point.
The Chargers are a better team. You know, they haven't closed out games, but they're a better team than their 2-4 record.
Well, so is ours. And the Raiders, that's my point. The Raiders are 5-2 and +6. So if you go to the NFL Power Rankings, which I'll do right now because I was looking at it before the show, if you go that, both of us are doing quite well in this bet because here's the thing. If you go, so Cowboys number 2, by the way, Power Rankings. Congratulations on that.
Wow,
Falcons
really?
Are 7. Even though they're 4-3, Falcons are 7. Raiders are 10, but here's the problem. Because you go 10, okay, you're in the playoffs. But two of the teams above them are in their division. Yep. Chiefs are 9, Denver's 6 in power rankings.
Right now they're in as the Western champ, okay? But that's a tiebreaker to the Broncos right now. Right now, the Oakland Raiders are one game ahead of the Buffalo Bills for out of the playoffs.
But, dude, they're not going to – Sam's theory of we beat Denver 5 years ago, it probably won't hold up. And Oakland's defense is underperforming, and their offense is overperforming. And that is a precarious situation to be in week fucking 7 of the NFL, week 8 of the NFL.
Yeah. The strength
– You want the opposite.
Strength of victory, 0.394, worst of any teams in the playoffs right now.
Oh, Raiders?
Yeah, except three teams in the NFC who are in the playoffs, strength of victory. Cowboys are plus .382, Seahawks are .357, and Philadelphia Eagles are .37.
What did you think about – yeah, so I still feel confident. That's why – look, man, this guy can talk shit on Twitter.
That's why I don't think the Cowboys are good. Their strength of schedule is .415.
This guy can talk shit on Twitter, and everybody hits me up, and they're like, hey, you know that podcast triply canceled with Steve Randolph? Well, he's talking shit about the Falcons on his new version. I go, I don't care. He could do Punch Drunk 2.5. But the bottom line is, I know this. What? He's the one calling me and going, bro, we should cancel the bet so we could just root for each other's teams. I go, there's no circumstance where I root for the Raiders. There's no circumstance where I root for 31 teams. I root for the Falcons, and that's it. And that's the point of this bet. So if you're calling me and you go, hey, man, I know it's week 5. I'm tapping out of this bet. Let's just be bros. But I'm also going to go on social media and Twitter and every time and talk shit about you. Nah, dude. I'll ride it out. Because the bottom line is I'll wear a dress. I'll wear makeup. I'll walk around with my dick
tucked. Is that what it is? Is that the bet?
1 hour on Santa Monica Boulevard, dressed like a tranny, after midnight.
Yeah. If what? What's the bet on what? What happens?
You have playoffs or not? I have just Falcons record, Raiders record.
Right.
Whoever's bet. So
well,
you
right now they lost 2 in a row and they're a game behind the Raiders.
And we got fucking Green Bay coming to town. That's not a gimme. 2 weeks ago, I said that was a gimme. 2 weeks ago, I'm like, man, we're playing good ball, and they're playing bad. But right now, I don't believe wholeheartedly. I believe in my team. I believe in the Falcons. I believe in rising up. But I'm telling you right now, I'm also a fan that watches every snap of every NFL game. And Falcons get gashed by tight ends. Falcons are having problems tackling people. And that's a hard way to win games.
Tampa Bay's a half game behind them. And if right now where the NFC South stands, there's no wild card team from the NFC South.
Exactly. You got to win that division to get in.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is one half of a game behind them.
Right now, to me, both the Falcons and the Raiders look like 9-7, 10-6 teams. Both of us.
Yeah.
And Sam can talk all the shit that he wants. The bottom line is everybody knows it, including Sam and I. He knows a lot more about the NBA than I do, but I don't think he can name 10 NFL players without fucking up their names.
No, he can't really read their names. Without
and I know I probably could name 22 left tackles in the NFL. You know what I mean? And it's just because of my job. It doesn't mean I'm smarter or better than him.
Right now.
That's just my job.
That's a 4-3 team that's lost 2 in a row. It's in disarray. They're threatening to become not even a playoff team.
Who?
What happened to the Super Bowl hopes? They're flushing down the toilet.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Nah. Look at that point differential. We've lost a couple close games that were from weird decisions. We've been a little bit banged up. I'm not making excuses for us. And I'll say this, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones gets into a groove. Matt Ryan has a tendency to force it to him when you could slow it down a little bit. slow it down. That interception that changed the game was right into triple coverage on like second and seven. You ain't got to do that, bro. Throw it away, hand it off, something. But when Tevin Coleman went down, I got a little nervous. But I still feel very confident about this bet. There's a part of me that was trying to bait him because I knew he wanted to talk shit because a bunch of people were hitting me up on Twitter saying Sam was talking shit about me on his other podcast. And he thinks Tebow's really upset. Cubs go to the World Series, and he thinks I'm butthurt about a fucking 4-2 loss.
I'm pretty. Aren't you worried at all, though? They have let up the fourth most points in the NFL.
Who's that?
The Falcons.
I'm a little worried about that, but that's always us. That's always us. I mean, look at my three favorite teams.
They scored the most points, actually.
Cubs, Falcons, Clippers are my three favorite teams. Do you think I'm not used to fucking blowing? Like, I don't expect to win anything. They're metaphors for my life. I try and we lose, but I keep trying. And those are my three fucking favorite teams, and that's what they've done. So if it takes the Cubs 100 years to get to the World Series, that's fine. If it takes me 100 years to get on your fucking Comedy Central show, I probably won't live that long, but I'll try. Because I'm going to have a really funny story about being 106 and still not having my name on the wall at the Comedy Store.
I see you as one of those guys who's like a grandfather, and then it's like, finally, my team's in the Super Bowl. They're going to do it this year. Like, and in fact, like a lot of Braves, my grandfather's a Braves fan, and when they were all the worst teams ever, you know, always. I remember one of my oldest memories of watching him watch the Braves and seeing a triple play turned against them, and him just going, oh. But when they won, it was like, sweet, and then he died the next year.
There's this weird thing I think that all Cubs fans have right now where everybody – you know, it's no secret. I go to AA meetings. I do all the, go to whatever. So I go to a meeting, and you always wear a Cubs hat all the time, especially during a playoff run. You always want to wear your hat every day, especially when you're playing, like today. And, you walk in, it was like, hey, man, congratulations. And, hey, man, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. You're like, uh-uh.
Not yet.
This is exactly what the Cubs do, is give you just enough hope and get you to stand on that rug and then rip it out from under your feet. It's like the Lucy and Charlie Brown football. That's what being a Cubs fan is, you know? Yeah. And so you even get – so you're so used to almost that when you get to this situation where it's so much – for most teams, happiness, joy, here we go again, we're going to get another title. Cubs fans have this battered wife mentality. You know what I mean? If you're a dog, every time that you were beat with a newspaper, every time you hear a newspaper crinkle, you cower. I rescued a dog like that when I was a kid, and every time I would just open up the newspaper, bless you, to read the sports page, this little dog would take off running. I'm like, why is he so scared of newspapers? I'm like, oh, he must have been beaten with newspapers. You know? Cubs fans have that. Oh, man, here's hope. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Let me just run under the table right now because I know what this means. So I think there's going to be this massive release if the Cubs win. I'm not, it's such an important thing. It's not like the Falcons where I'll just randomly talk shit and, it's important. This is important for the city of Chicago. This is important for the most important, one of the funnest places in all of America, right?
Chicago.
Right, and absolutely right in the smack dab middle of the country, where people are nice and booze flows great, and people like to fuck, and people love sports. It's a very fun town. They deserve this. They deserve 108 years of
what
not.
About the muggers? The muggers don't deserve it.
There's muggers in by muggers. What do you mean? Is that
the crime people of Chicago, which is the biggest crime city in the country.
That's actually not true, but it was, but now it's not back. It is the murder capital of the country. Thank you very much.
I heard there's areas in Chicago, like a lot of areas, are like the South Side. Like you just
that's it.
Go there.
South Side, don't go there. South Side is Chirac, that's what I call it. Actually, Spike Lee has a movie coming out called Chirac about the South Side. Yeah. But that's what they've called it for, 10 years of my life, they've called it Chirac. There were more murders on the south side of 4th of July, because I was 2 4th of Julys ago, I was in Chicago. There were more murders on the south side that day. Not shootings. Murders.
Murders.
What?
Than there were in the rest of the country on that day. So in one neighborhood, in one 4 mile, square mile neighborhood, there were more murders on the 4th of July 2 years ago than there were murders on that day in all of America.
Jesus Christ. Chicago is
29. Fucked. 60 shootings, 29 murders on the 4th of July 2 years ago.
Just random, not like one big shooting?
No, no, just, yeah, just like that's what's up.
This is just how it is there?
On the south side, that's how it is there, yeah. Because what happened was they tore down these, remember Candyman? Remember that? The huge projects? Really? Caprini Green. They tore that down years back. Tore down. And it was a housing project of thousands and thousands of people that had its own police department, had its own everything, and they tore it down to put up moneymakers, let's say, whatever that is, Starbucks and whatnot. And all those people had to go somewhere. Yeah. These are people that were paying $200 a month in rent for a two-bedroom place in a war zone that had its own police department, and at least it was contained. And then they go, we're going to tear this down. We're going to put up all these fucking condos for millions and millions and millions and Starbucks and fucking Soul Cycles and what have you. And all 8,000 of those people had to go somewhere. So they went to the south side of Chicago. Yeah, I don't know. So they went to the south side of Chicago. And last six, 7 years, that's you've seen the results of those people trying to make money the only way they know how, which is hustling, man. I'm not saying that to say it's good or bad. I'm saying that's
the only way I know how.
That they know, you know?
A little bit more than the law will allow.
So, if, yeah, of course. Wow, that's a weird way to throw that in. You know, so you got 8,000 people moving into a certain neighborhood. Yeah, there's going to be some. You're moving on to my turf. I'm moving on to your turf. Let's have some shooting. Heads. Yeah, there's going to be some bullshit going on. All right, let me see that dick, yeah. Dude. Now that Sam's gone, he's always busting balls about seeing balls. Let me see what's working with that junk.
You miss it? It's been a while.
I don't miss it, but I do have a picture of it on my phone that I look at every now and then. All right, I always show people your dick on my phone because I have two pictures of your dick on my phone. And yeah. So I'll always like, people like, oh, show me a picture of this. So I'm like, okay. And then I just show them your dong. What's that?
It is less sexually aggressive than showing your own dick. You achieve the same joke. Not having to be like, look at my dick.
Yeah, but it's the same joke, which is I tricked you. I made you look at a dick. But if I trick you and make you look at my dick, which is always the joke I'm doing, you might, if it's a girl, you might perceive it as, oh, you're just trying to get me to look at your dick. But if I show Ari's dick, it's the joke without me taking any backlash. That's why. That's exactly why I have three pictures of your cock on my phone.
I like that Theo sends your dick and claims that it's his own, by the way.
Theo just got a new dick pic from me. He was getting a little thirsty.
How many dick pics does he have of you?
He's getting thirsty.
Theo might have three of mine, but Theo uses all of my dick pics as like...
He claims
as a lure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but is his dick remotely the same size as yours, or a girl's like, what happened?
I think there's a bait and switch that might be going on.
Because that's not okay.
I'd be surprised if Theo's dick was my dick. Because if Theo's dick wasn't my dick, you wouldn't use that as bait to get girls.
Don't you think when they go to hook up with him, they're like, wait, what?
But by that point in time, it's just, it's too late. You don't even care.
That's interesting.
By the time I get your fish, by the time I get the fish on my boat, I don't care what I just caught. Let's poke out the eyes and cut off the head.
I like that he like puts it on Twitter. He's not even like ashamed to admit it. He's like, it's the teep. Ask him.
It's the teeps.
Yeah, he keeps throwing it out to me. Can we note out that Philip Rivers has 16 kids?
What?
What?
I don't know how many he has. Maybe even 7, 8, 9. He has a lot of kids. He's like a Mormon. I believe he's a Mormon.
Is he really?
Philip Rivers has like 9 or 10 kids. And
I'm looking this.
Look it up. Let me know how many there are. Because here's a weird thing. Look this up too. Every one of his kids is named George Foreman.
What? Are you?
Yep. All of
them. Named George Foreman. Oh my God, though. He's got seven children.
He's Catholic.
Sarah Catherine Rivers, Gunnar Rivers, Rebecca Rivers.
He's Catholic. Grace Sarah Rivers, Catherine.
Caroline Rivers, Hallie Rivers, Peter Rivers.
According to Wikipedia, they have eight.
Eight kids.
Yeah.
Super seven, Catholic. It says.
Shut up. You just had one, I think, last year. But anyways, eight kids, all of them named George Foreman.
You're so weird.
And his dog is named Big G. Just like George Foreman. George Foreman has like same amount of kids, I believe. All of them named George. Except for one daughter, Georgette. And he's so punch drunk, they go, why are all your kids named George? And he goes, it makes it easier to remember. Georgette's the girl.
Remember Roger Clemens made all his kids' names start with a K?
All of George Foreman's kids are named George Foreman.
That's real?
Yes. Look it up if you don't believe me.
He has no daughters?
Georgette.
Oh, got it.
And his dog is named Big G.
Big G.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking that up.
Look it up if you don't believe me. George Foreman.
I am.
Five or six kids, all of them named George, and the girl is named Georgette.
All except one. Jesus, he's got a lot of kids. It's
of course
gross.
He does. He's a boxer from the 70s okay. and 80s.
Freda Foreman, George Foreman III, Georgetta Foreman, Isabella Brandy Lilja Foreman.
Bill George.
Natalia Foreman, Micah Foreman, Leola Foreman,
wow.
George Foreman IV.
Oh.
George Foreman Jr.
Yeah.
George Foreman V, uh-huh. George Foreman VI.
Okay.
Courtney Isaac Foreman.
So the girls know, but one.
One, Georgette.
Yeah.
So he has five Georges, a Georgette, and three other
he
kids.
He could have done Georgia, Georgina. Why didn't he do those?
George Oma Mine Foreman.
He's got six other kids. He's got six other kids. Jesus.
How many kids? So total is what?
12.
12 and six of them are George or Georgette.
This is George and Georgette, yeah.
No.
The other ones' names are Frida, Isabella, Brandy, Lilja, Natalia, Michi, Leola, and Courtney Isaac. Wow. Courtney Isaac.
I was watching that Seahawks game on Sunday.
Seahawks,
crazy,
Arizona?
Yeah,
that night game?
That
there's a running back named... His last
chip
name
shot,
is Michael
chip
Sr.
Shot,
is what
game.
It says on the back.
Christian Michael Sr., who is the... I have him in three fantasy leagues. He is Seattle's pretty much starting running back.
Yeah, but does his baby play in the NFL? Because
there are four seniors currently. That's like a new thing.
Oh, God.
You know who else does it?
His
is,
first name is Christine.
Yep. You know who else
the
does it
name.
Is who is Terrell Pryor Sr.
Oh.
Terrell Pryor Sr. There's a few seniors in the NFL. Steve Smith Sr. Steve Smith Sr. A lot of these players are like, hey, man, I got my kid named after me. I'm going to put the senior on my jersey to acknowledge.
Is this because of RG3? Because he got Griffin III on his jersey?
I don't know what, I mean, I don't know where it just is a new thing where I'm like, wow, that's weird they're all doing that. But I'm like, now everyone's doing it. Whatever. I have nothing against it. Doesn't bother me. By the way, who do you want to win this World Series?
The Indians.
Why? For what purpose? Because we're rivals?
I mean, that might be why.
Yeah, of course. That's what I think.
But
I mean, we've been behind the eight ball of you fucking pricks for fucking the better part of 20 years.
You got a lot more shots coming, I think.
Of course we do.
I think.
Why not get one over with?
Nah.
Why not lose your virginity and see what it feels like to come and then decide how much you want to come in the future? It's going to happen.
Nah.
Let's do it now. Let's do it now. You son of a bitch.
The Indians have, I mean, they've blown through. They
the Indians have been a long
Red
time,
Sox.
Too. They're a hard luck team.
Yeah.
They're a hard luck team. This is kind of like
I know. They haven't done anything
they're
since the 90s.
Losers.
Last time Cubs won the World Series, women couldn't vote. Black people couldn't vote. Most people didn't have electricity. World War I hadn't happened. More people had a horse than a car. And you guys are like, but it has been since the 90s. I mean, the internet was kind of only around just starting when the Indians won the World Series.
Who Cleveland won?
48.
48 and then 90.
They were in 97.
Seven, they were in it?
Yeah.
So 48 and 97. And then 40-something and
45.
45 and 1908. Come on,
bro. I mean, those Sosa years, I never made it. Those Sosa years. That's crazy.
No.
You hear they want to get, what's his name?
Rick
Sutcliffe
years. Sandberg was the perennial.
Yeah, Sandberg.
Yeah, 84, they lost to the Padres. But yeah,
that was Sutcliffe, Sandberg, and yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steve Bartman should throw out the first pitch of Game 3.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people are saying. You should do it. And I was like, yeah. I like that idea.
Did you see when that foul ball went to almost Steve Bartman's seat and everybody there when that fucking third baseman was running there?
It might have been
left field, but I thought it was third baseman. Everybody just like, I ain't touching shit. There were people gnawing their arms off at the elbow to not try to catch that ball. It was so great.
Dude, I saw great. People, what the fuck? I saw people. I saw a guy get thrown out at the Met Stadium because he caught a foul ball. He reached over and caught a foul ball. They threw him out of the stadium.
All right. Would you like?
To.
Yep.
If you interfere with the ball in play, you're out.
Should be out. I mean, but then you should be lenient. It shouldn't be that
anybody
hard.
Anybody in the world is going to reach over and try to catch a foul ball.
Or even just, of course.
Put up a net. If you say that's going to make it thrown out, that's pretty much saying...
Throw up a net over everything.
We're going to throw somebody out.
Throw up a net over everything. No one can touch a ball. Every ball goes to fucking...
Anyone's going to reach over. You see the ball, you're looking... It's like silly to not reach over. Of course they're going to.
Ari, did I send you my two new bag of bets ideas?
What? Let me hear.
Number one, which I like and I love. A friend of mine just did this. And I was talking to her and I'm like, that's a fucking great idea. Oh, that actually would be a cool bag of bets. So, loser cannot get a haircut for 1 year. And then at 1 year... You have to shave your head and donate your hair to get a wig made for a child with cancer. 1 year, you're pretty much wearing a hat for 7 months, and then you're bald after that for a bit. A little bit shorter than yours right now. Nothing crazy. You're not like slappy bald.
No, shave bald. Shave bald.
Yeah, you're as bald as she is. I mean, she just did it, and she's got slightly less hair than you do.
She shaved her head?
Yeah. Her basically like the equivalent of like, I just can't wait to be king has cancer.
So yeah, I like that. I like that bet. Let's do that bet.
That's a good one.
Let's do that bet.
Dude,
yeah, a year. No cutting your hair for 1 year.
Yeah, because that's what they say. You have to grow your hair out for a year, and then at that
year two.
No, just your hair, man. So I'd wear. You know, you can fucking play it off good or whatever. It's
Sam
like
Sam won't do that.
What bag of bets has he done?
Right.
What bag of bets has he done?
Deny. This will be hard to deny. It's like, dude, your hair's not as long. You fucked it up. You have to start over now.
It would be the longest bet ever.
He's like, I already put in 3 months. That should count. I'm like, no, but once you got a haircut, you got to go for another year.
He's like, I need you to sign this. I need you to sign this I Heart Black Cock shirt so we can raffle it off. I'm like, cool. I'll do it right after you pay that bet off. You have to wear that shirt and not talk about it on stage.
Yeah.
When he did that, he made his whole set about the shirt. And I go, cool, funny set. That's not paying the bet off. You have to do it again. Fuck you, bro. Fuck you.
What's the second one?
That's not the bet.
The second one is, so that's a very heartfelt.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And that would be good for the show. And people are like, wow, these guys aren't total assholes. And I would do it. Everyone would do it. And then the second one is more true to form. Icy hot in your balls for an entire episode.
Let me see if that can do any damage. Hold on.
You have icy hot?
No, I'm not going to see right now.
Put it on your balls right now. Let's see how it goes. Oh, by the way, whoever sent me that video of the guy smoking the ghost pepper out of a bong.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was incredibly fun. Did you watch the video I sent you last night?
No, I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so funny. Fuck, I can't believe you guys didn't watch that shit last night. Because it's right in your wheelhouse.
Like, not on my phone when I'm there.
Okay, yeah. Well, you gotta see it. The video that I sent last night is somebody that sounds just like Ryan O'Neal. It's his sounding voice. Reading people's Google searches about pregnancy and how they misspelled the word pregnant or were trying to pronounce it. Fuck, is it funny. I'll post it for everybody. I'll post it on Twitter. I literally watched it probably. It's one of those videos. It's like a minute and a half long. But you watch it 5 or 6 times and every time you find something different.
Were you at the store or were you just in the thread?
No, yeah, just thread. Somebody sent it to me and then I put it in the thread and then everybody, you know, it's like me, Theo, Adam Egan, so many people were like dying laughing, you know. It's just one of those kind of things. What do you got?
Okay, it's not permanently dangerous. It might get to the point where you're going to like scream in pain so bad that you're going to end up just running to the bathroom and taking it off.
And I think fans would like to see that. Fans love Ren Azizi throwing up.
So the idea of like you have to keep it on for the whole episode might be untenable.
How could we all, you know, tweak this?
I say just put Icy Hot in your balls.
How about this? The biggest tube of Icy Hot you can get right into your fucking asshole and then a big squeeze.
No. That would be horrible.
No.
That's worse
than
balls.
But I say, well, take it, pour as much of it you can as your hand, and then just put it all over your balls and dick.
This one.
from the mouth of the genius over here. Actually, that would be way worse.
But you guys are kind of dumb and would do it. I'm looking out. I feel like I have to be the mom sometimes.
Do we know this?
Oh, I think you forgot to shut up. Listen, Tebow.
Yes, of course.
No, I say we can do that. All of your balls. I wouldn't say whole episode. I just don't know if we'll able to, like,
last. As long as you can last. But there should be a limit. Or maybe, like, I mean, maybe we don't go balls. Maybe we go taint.
No, I go balls. All of your balls, and then just see what happens. Maybe if you end up having to run out of the room, fucking run out of the room. If not, fucking keep it.
Maybe we go.
It does say some people just feel mildly weird, and other people feel in agony.
What about just 2 ounces into your dick hole? Nothing major.
That might be a little much.
You think?
It could. I mean, I could see that getting tough because it's your dick hole and not anything else.
All right. How much if I need, if I was, let's say, first of all, when are you back in L.A.? When are you back out here?
I am back November 15th. I'm going to be back in the studio.
Until when?
Maybe the 15th and 22nd. Those are the only ones.
Are you doing your, like, where you come back here for, like, you know, 2-3-4 weeks during the winter? Or are you just
I'm just editing my special out there.
Okay.
But during that time, I have gotten a verbal okay. Not for that specific week, but for when I'm back in studio, for Joe Rogan to come into studio.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I'll come when you're there. So
first of all, that's great. I appreciate that. That's awesome. And what a ringing endorsement for what Joe thinks of Sam and I.
I know. He's like, I'll come when you're there.
Sam's not there and Teeb's not there. I'll do it. What's her face?
No, you guys are there too. Just
don't talk and don't make eye contact.
Will he talk?
Look down, avert your way, avert your eyes.
I doubt it. I severely doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to, we talked about this. Do you want to do a fucking record bet with the Falcons and you have a 2-game jump start right now? You want to do a bag of bets?
They're so bad.
You have a 2-game lead on the Falcons, who are anything but great. Do you want to do
6.5?
Here's my point. You have a bet with Sam. I have a bet with Sam over Falcons Raiders. Over Cowboys,
what's the
Raiders,
and record?
Yeah, let's just do straight up record. Unless you want to do win division, but I think both of us have a good chance of winning division, which would be a push. Let's just go record.
You got a chance of winning division. My division is better than yours.
Let's go record.
Okay, record, and then is there a tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker is paper, scissors, rock. Loser does it. One shoot. That's sexy.
No, tiebreaker to be whoever goes further in the playoffs.
What if we're both 9-7, one makes it, one doesn't?
Then that's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
One's made it to the playoffs.
All right, I agree to that. So record tiebreaker being who goes further?
I feel like you should write this down so you don't forget
Gash.
Again.
I won't forget this one. It's football.
The bag, Gash.
All right, grab the bag.
Gash.
Get the bag.
Yeah, bag.
And by the way, can I say, you and Sam were both cunts. Cubs were about to lose, and you just bailed on the Cubs early. They weren't about to lose.
Let her pick. Let her pick.
All right. Hang on.
I bailed on the Cubs early? Oh, dude, I fucking...
You two fuckwads were talking a lot of shit about Kershaw. And what happened to Kershaw? Same thing that always happens to Kershaw. Here's what it is, Ari. So this is Falcons record versus Cowboys record.
I don't like it. It's boring.
Looks like an old one.
We can creatively.
If they both don't make the playoffs or they both lose in the same round, then the bet's null.
Then it goes paper, scissors, rock.
If they tie record.
We both lose a wild card game. We're both 9-7. We both lose a wild card game. Then it goes paper, scissors, rock. Cool with that?
There's no bet.
Someone's got to lose, brother.
It's a tie. That's a push.
Then it's paper, scissors, rock.
No one had a better record.
Fight for the death.
You guys have to write it down because we always forget what it was.
Hey, listen. Can we do this with Bag of Bets? Somebody suggest this. Put them on the website and let people like vote in like an ESPN poll about who they think is going to win.
Sure.
But then all the bets will be up there, you know, so people can see them. And then they can also like join in so you can see who's up and who's down. I bet most people think the Raiders are going to win that one. Read it out loud, ass fuck.
It's not that great. It's when you guys are talking, I don't interrupt because you yell gash whenever I talk.
We'll quit gashing it out and gash it down.
Creatively cockbomb yourself 3 times in 24 hours. I feel like you guys always do
this. You want to pass on that?
I'll pass on that. That seems easy.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me think. Create the black cock bomb yourself three times. In 20,
so like, you have to, you have to send, I have to send you a thing that's like, hey, what's up, everyone? I love fucking swallowing a nice purple anaconda and letting that milk drip down the back of my gullet. Yum, yum. You know, hashtag like, black cock.
Your, like, do that to yourself? Like, I don't mind. And honestly, me and you are going to pay that off in the right way.
We're yum, yum. Nice, hashtag black cock.
What?
Hashtag bag of bats. Hashtag black cock. Hashtag yum, yum.
You tweet that anyway.
That's what I mean. This is one that I'm like, I mean, I'll pay it off extremely creatively. I will not fucking shirk in any way this one, but it's easy. Doesn't strike fear in me. You want to strike fear? You want to pay this off?
Why don't we make that our tie? Why don't we make that our tiebreaker? If they end up tying with those rules, we both do that. Does that seem fair?
That seems fair. And then I'll let her draw a new one while I write down that. So tiebreaker, if there's a tie.
Three black cock bombs in a week?
24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours? I say go for a week. If you do it three times in one day, people will say what's up.
Hang on.
Do it in a week.
Yeah.
Hang on.
24
Here's
hours.
What I'm writing. Tiebreaker is two black cock bombs a day for a week.
No, one a day for a week. And if you want, two of those seven can be chosen by the other person. So I can give you two.
Actually, that's better.
Yeah. Are you going to write what the bet is so you remember? So you have to look it up in 6 months?
I know that.
You will?
Yeah, yeah. So that's better. All seven come from the winner.
I mean, I like the idea of having to like do it to yourself, too. Yeah, maybe all seven come from the winner.
If I lost, how excited would you be to write seven tweets for me?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Then that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, can I read this one now?
And this is so that's the tiebreaker. If there's a tie,
Cowboys.
So then what is the actual bet?
The homeless guy until you have $40 and give that to a homeless person.
Damn, that's rough.
I mean, the place that hurt the most is giving that money away.
For a Jew and a homeless guy, yeah, you're actually right. But that's a rough one, man.
Dead on the street until you get $40.
So here's the thing. Let's just say the Falcons go nuts. Julio Jones gets hurt, and they don't win another game again. I have to dress like a tranny for an hour on the street, and then I have to dress like a homeless person until I raise $40. And then give that money away. That's a brutal fucking thing. And I'm going to say this. I'm doing this for the fans, for the show, and I'm already dressed like a woman on late at night anyway, so it's a win-win.
Could you dress like a homeless tranny woman and fucking combine those two?
I think one is more implied, but maybe.
You will definitely be the one losing it, so.
Well, here's what I was saying when we were texting. I feel like when Tony Romo comes back, it's going to be a cue. You're going to be cueing the fucking billiards table. It's a cue ball hitting everything, which was just congealing. That's what I think is going to happen.
And I honestly don't know how Des Bryant is going to react. Oh, it's frozen.
And Des Bryant, yeah, you're right. Des has been a non-factor for the most part during this Prescott run. Oh, and no, by the way, no ringers. No ringers. I can't have Candace walk by and throw $40 into my hat in Sam.
Yeah, because that's what Sam would do. He'd be like, I need you, Dana, I need you to drive by.
Every bag of bets.
Give me $40.
Every bag of bets, you got to go, how would Sam weasel his way out of this? And what can I fucking, let me add an amendment to this.
Put him back?
Put him back. Thank you. Ari, are you frozen?
He keeps freezing.
We should.
There would be no proof, though, that Sam did that. So is it recorded?
It would be recorded. It'll have to be documented.
Yeah,
I mean, Sam's not in this bet anyway.
Yeah, because Dana would drive by and give him $40.
Anybody. Sam's not in this bet anyway, so it doesn't matter.
100%.
Ari, are you gone?
I think he can hear us when it does this.
Yeah, but we can't hear him. Because I got a piece. Maybe we should wrap it up early so I can get to this meeting I got to. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I have to pee too.
Okay, cool.
Don't go in the girls' bathroom like you always do.
Ari, can you hear us? We're about to wrap it up. Everybody's got to go. Bye bye. All right. Well, then, fuck you, bitch. Guys.
Is there no podcast next week?
I will know if I either leave Tuesday or Wednesday. If I'm here, I will absolutely do it. If I'm not or I can't, I don't. So there may or may not be one next week. I'll let you know.
Please tell me so I don't just show up.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. No. You seem very disrespectful lately, and you should be punished
for that.
I'm
not disrespectful.
I'm teasing you. Guys, go to Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off your order. How about drinking the coffee of the future? How about drinking the coffee that they drink on the set of Westworld and in the future of Westworld? How about drinking the coffee that Joe Rogan drinks, who will be a guest here very soon? I believe I'll have to be blindfolded and waterboarded while he's in the room. But hey, I'm cool with that. Everyone's a better person than I am. But go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK to save you 15%. And guys, you got to do any Amazon shopping. Why not help out the show? Go to punchdrunksports.com before you go to Amazon, and then click the Amazon link. That'll send you right to Amazon. You can do all the same shopping you got to do, but that throws a little bit of bucks towards your buddies at Punch Drunk, and that helps everything that we need to do, getting T-shirts made. And I have exciting news. Our T-shirt site is about to be up, and it's going to be allthingscomedytshirts.com, where you'll be able to buy shirts from all of the All Things Comedy shows that you love, including Punch Drunk. Once that's up, there will be a link to it where you can go to punchdrunksports.com, click the T-shirt link. It's going to send you the same thing anyway, but you'll be able to buy shirts from Dean Del Rey's show, from Duncan Trussell, from Ari Shaffir, from Punch Drunk, Al Madrigal, Bill Burr, everybody else that has merch out there. Occasionally Awesome with Nick Youssef, Kevin Christie, all the shows you love. You'll be able to buy merch from all of us, and that helps all of us do it. Everyone's been asking about the new shirts we made, and that's where they'll be. Allthingscomedytshirts.com. And SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek, get the app, get you $20 off your first concert you ever go to. Go to betdsi.com, and that gets you $10 to gamble with. Guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be here next week. Thank you, Steve Renazzisi. Thank you, Sam Tripoli. Thank you, Ari Shaffir. And All Things Comedy. Stop it.